No one could withstand him, the hound rasped. That's truth enough. No one could ever withstand Gregor. That boy today, his second joust, oh, that was a pretty bit of business. You saw that, did you? Poor boy. He had no business riding in this company. No money, no squire, no one to help him with his armor. That gorget wasn't fastened proper. You think Gregor didn't notice that? You think Sir Gregor's lance rode up by chance to you? Pretty little talking girl. You believe that. You're empty-headed as a bird for true. Gregor's lance goes where Gregor wants it to go. Look at me. Look at me. Sandor Clegane put a huge hand on her chin and forced her face up. He squatted in front of her and moved the torch close. There's pretty for you. Take a good long stare. You know you want to. I've watched you turning away all the way down the King's Road. Piss on that. Take your look. His fingers held her jaw as hard as an iron trap. His eyes watched hers, drunken eyes, sullen with anger. She had to look. The right side of his face was gaunt, with sharp cheekbones and a grey eye beneath a heavy brow. His nose was large and hooked, his hair thin, dark. He wore it long and brushed it sideways because no hair grew on the other side of that face. The left side of his face was a ruin.